If you're listening to this,
if you're listening to this,
it's too late, mate.
This is the Skelly and Maya show,
and we're gonna start in
5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome or welcome back to the S&M show. This is season 5, and this is the finale. This is episode 11. My name is Maya. I'm here with my best friend, my favorite man, Skelly Manelli.
What's up, people? I was about to say, what's up, Abuja?
Because we forgot where we were.
Yeah, thinking we were on radio. Yeah, we're not on radio. Yeah. And so I can say, fuck you very much.
Took me by surprise. So but I'm glad you did. I kind of broke the ice.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's good to be back. Announcement, this is our season finale. So, we're going to wrap up the season in this episode. However, I think you guys can look forward to some interesting innovations. We're going to take some time to think, to plan, to execute, and you'll be seeing a better and stronger Skelly and Maya show whenever we come back. Because we're still on Serial, so we don't know when the next season is going to start. But, you know, season 5 wraps today, and I think it's been a very personal one so far.
Yes, it has been.
We haven't had a single guest.
No guest this time. I mean, all for good reason. And by the time season 6 actually starts, there'll be no way that you wouldn't realize there's a big change.
Yes.
Positive changes.
Absolutely.
We were talking about some of the things that, you know, we've noticed might be, you know, issues as to why maybe our engagement or followership is not as strong as it used to be. But one of the things I actually wanted to say, but I didn't end up saying before we started
recording. Yeah, your beard is shining, man. Nice.
Man is main same, man. What you mean, man? The good stuff. The good shit. See, I almost said, what am I censoring myself? The good shit.
That's right. Did you rub it hoy?
Hoy.
Oh, God.
I did, and it's from this morning. It's still last.
Still nice.
Main Man is the best.
It's the best.
In case it's the first time hearing about Main Man is our grooming company.
Yep.
And we do the best beard butter, the best beard oil, the best beard shampoo, and we have the most awesome, authentic, unique beard combs as well. And we still have a whole lot of more shit coming through.
That's right.
Check us out, man.
Stop rubbing granite oil on your beard.
You don't want that shit on your beard, man. Yeah. You would think the ladies are not about it or they don't notice, think again.
Oh, they notice.
Yeah, they know.
They notice. And there's some people that can't keep their hands off my beard when I'm around them.
And
so
that's plural. That's not single.
Yeah, a few people.
That's not like, oh, a significant other, anything like that. That's a host of random women.
We'll talk about that significant other question today.
So, yeah, I love this episode already.
Oh, man.
Very finale worthy.
Very stupid.
But the thing I wanted to say that I noticed is, for the last couple of months, in fact, the entirety of this season, I've had to keep explaining the difference between the radio show and the podcast.
Yeah.
Because we had a bunch of new people come on who got to know about us only from the radio show. They didn't realize that we had evolved from a podcast.
Yeah.
And by evolved, not like we left the podcast behind. It's just that we do radio as well now. But so when we talk about, when I say, oh, listen to the podcast, they're like, oh, I listened to it.
No.
We're like, no, you didn't.
You listened to
the
us.
Radio show. That was just different. They're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. So what I'm putting up now is the link for the podcast. The radio show is every Friday. It's live. And we record it on Instagram live as well. So you get to watch that anytime you want, even if you miss the show. But the podcast is different. The podcast is us, unfiltered, is raw, is real. It's everything.
Yeah. And I think a couple of people have... I've had that issue with a couple of people as well, you know, right. who can't quite get the distinction. So, yeah, and the podcast is online only, radio is terrestrial only.
Yeah,
it's two separate lanes, but the same two stupid people involved. So,
yes, that's the major commonality.
Exactly. Sorry, I'm just adjusting something.
So we have.
I'm not beating myself up about it because I think, you know, we've been doing radio now for, we're getting close to a year. By the end of this year, it'll be a...
End of this month. End of next month. End of...
We started when?
We started like August.
Oh my God. So...
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that.
We have to have a party.
Yeah, we do.
We should have an S&M party.
Oh yeah.
We should have an S&M party.
Handcuffs and everything.
I don't know these occasions are not very common where I'm not the one that is saying shit. It's like, I was like, that took me by surprise.
Oh, you didn't, you weren't thinking like S&M in terms of like said.
I really wasn't, but
yeah,
but that's who we are. Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We should definitely have a party.
Yeah, let's have a party. Definitely.
If we were serious enough and we got our shit together enough, it should also be the launch of our new season.
It should be. It should. But there's no reason why it couldn't be.
True. To be honest. Yeah. To be honest.
So, because if we have... I know,
look at that. We're doing managerial meeting right here.
But this is what we fucking
during
do.
The episode for you guys to know just how unserious we are.
Yeah. But at the same time, how serious we are, because we're planning all this stuff for you guys. So, you
exactly.
Know.
Maximal enjoyment on your part.
Yeah. Now I've forgotten what the fuck I was saying. This is fucking hilarious. Anyway, so we've been doing radio for close to a year.
Yeah.
And you know, we do a lot. You know, we record this show on Thursdays, we do the radio show on Fridays.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to have to plan and do now is like better integration of both so that they're feeding each other. And they're not like, we want to be able to drive, because we do a show once a week.
Yeah.
Sometimes, even the podcast, sometimes we skip weeks.
Yeah.
But we know that there are enough of you out there who enjoy our content so much, but may not necessarily be engaged on the radio thing. Mm. I'm sure there are people on the radio who would love to get like a raw, less censored, less filtered experience. So if we can get both feeding into each other, and we'll figure out how we do that, there's that. Then, of course, you know, we have to make money off this shit. So
that's right.
We need to figure that out too. And make some decisions as to how we do that, because you're an extremely busy person. I'm a busy person as well. So we'll need to find a medium there. But bigger and better things are coming for the S&M show. You can count on that.
Definitely. You know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So tomorrow, because it is Thursday today, mm-hmm. and we'll normally be doing radio tomorrow. But, you know, we have an unwritten yet very spoken rule that we don't do the show without each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be available tomorrow for radio, so there's no radio show.
For very good reason.
Yeah, so I'm not going to talk about it. So my brother is returning from France after 3 years, so I'm looking forward to that, you know? And I'm looking forward to how different his life is now, you know, with, you know, he's got a lot more going on for him and, you know, his family. And I'm just so thrilled for him.
Yeah.
I'm excited for him on his new chapter in his life.
Not to get too personal, but I was thinking about your brother coming back earlier today, and I think I will, and I hope you don't mind me doing this.
Yeah.
I won't go into details, but I'm glad that another family member is coming back that you can... with whom things are great and you can rely on and you can hold on to, and it's just good for... I'm happy that another piece of your support system is in place. Yeah.
Thanks, man. I actually didn't think about it.
Yeah, I thought about that.
In the entirety of this return, I actually didn't think about it. It was weird, man.
I did.
But thanks for bringing that up to my mind. We got some creep in the studio with Hoochie Mama shorts.
What the fuck?
Like...
The fuck do you want, Praise?
Cheshire smile going on. Huh? Just
why are you staring at
just
us?
Just lurking. Just what are you doing?
You're just staring at us.
You're weird as fuck, Praise.
Oh my god, and you're being even weirder.
I swear to God.
Oh, jeez. All right. Anyway. Praise. You're so fucking funny, man. Anyway. So yeah, man, what's going on with you?
Man, I am in one funny place, man. Mm. Like, I've been in a rough season.
Mm.
But at the same time, like if you saw me, or people from the outside, they have no idea. And that speaks to, it's not in a cover-up kind of sense, you know, because I've had those before where I'm actually trying to ensure that my rough season is not exposed.
Like
people can't tell that I'm not in a good place or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not that. This time it's literally just, I'm like... It's just like dirt off my shoulder.
It's coming,
but I'm just like,
well,
see, okay, I was telling my brother this thing. I was like, I try to be careful with what I say because I'm always worried about jinxing stuff or about, you know, having to pay the price of facing what is being said as a conquered battle, and then facing the real battle. Like you think what you face is the battle that it's only that God shows you like a different version of that, which is way more extreme than what you thought you had already conquered. So I get worried about saying some stuff sometimes, but essentially I heard this thing one time. Someone said, if someone told you, and the person you know the person had this ability, the person said, listen, I've gone into the future and I've seen your life and you win. How much does that change everything that you do now?
It shouldn't.
Okay. But what the person was getting at was that all your fears, all your normal worries, you just go because you know that you win.
Yeah. Okay. I say it shouldn't, what I mean is it shouldn't change, like if you know it's predestined, it shouldn't change your action. But in terms of like the emotional side
it's the emotional side I'm talking about. It's like all the things that normally, you know, like shake you, you'd be like, oh my God, what if like, the risks that you want to take, you don't take them because like, what if it doesn't work? But if you know ultimately you're gonna win.
Yeah.
Doesn't that eliminate so much fear, so much worry?
So much anxiety.
And I've just chosen to believe that.
In the end,
I win.
You will win.
So
you know that's something I'm so sure of.
Oh.
So sure of. Like, you will win. There's no... It's hard for you to see this, looking at yourself.
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. Like, it may be hard sometimes. You know, I was listening to... I was listening to an album last night, Jay Electronica's A Written Prophecy or A Written Testimony. I think it's A Written Testimony.
Okay.
It came out last year.
And sounds like gospel, you know.
It's not gospel. He's a member of the...
I figured it's not.
Yeah, he's a member. Well, because I was listening to
it. Because I don't know why I just knew.
Anyway, he's a member of the Nation of Islam. So that's his religion.
Ah, right.
And there's a line... And it's just the song. I can't remember what the song is called, but the focus of the song is on, or this particular verse is on, all the work that he puts into creating art, all the fear that comes with that, all the anxiety of if I put this out, will people respond to it? And there's a line that says, "When I look in the mirror, all I see is flaws," and it's that thing where, to me, when I see Jay Electronica, I see an incredibly talented rapper. Most of the album, in many of the songs on the album, he's with Jay-Z. Jay-Z's features on almost, it's almost like a joint album. However, Jay-Z, like, he's saying that. And he holds his own in these...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he holds his own. Yeah. So it's like, what I see is an incredible artist who can rub shoulders with Jay-Z and it's no problem.
Wow.
When he looks in the mirror, all he sees is flaws. So we're never our own fairest judge.
Yeah.
So same with me.
I'm going to say, I'm sure you see that for yourself.
Absolutely. Too. It resonated with me for that reason. Because
right.
I'm
you are brutal. Yourself.
I'm very brutal. It's my greatest gift and my greatest curse. You know, because I don't lie to myself. That's one thing. I don't lie to myself about myself.
Yeah.
However, on the other hand, sometimes that voice is not the best voice.
Yeah.
It's for achievement and for, you know, and for just being bold and doing shit. Yeah. So for you, I'm sure that self-doubt creeps in, but I'm telling you, everybody looking from the outside is like, this motherfucker is a winner. Like, you just are. It's hard to believe.
It really is. Yeah. Especially sometimes recently.
Of course.
I'm just like, fuck. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and I get tired of saying I'm tired.
Yeah.
I've said that on a podcast before.
Of course.
But sometimes anytime I get to the point where I start to question my own like decisions or actions, it's never a good place for me. And I just like, did I get this wrong? But anyway, since I heard that thing, I just told myself,
you're gonna
win. I'm gonna win.
You're gonna win.
So I just suck up the dirt. Like, yeah. It's bullshit at the moment. Yeah. It still makes me hesitant sometimes, but yeah. I just remind myself, it's like, you're gonna win.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, winning, you don't win. To win, you don't win every, even in like the CrossFit games,
mm-hmm.
you know, the win overall winner doesn't win every single game.
Of course. Of course.
So you're going to have some shit, but you just have to accumulate all the right amount of points. Yes. And then you win.
And then you win.
And so I just take it as these rough patches are the games that I'm not good at.
Mm.
These rough patches are the games that I get injured at.
Mm.
And... but I win.
You win.
So,
and I love the fact that you said you don't win at everything. Mm. You know, I can't remember what the exact combination of things is, but I think the saying goes, and obviously there are people who manage to do all,
yeah.
but I think it's something like family, career, relationships,
mm.
pick two. Oh, sorry, or family, career, friendships, pick two.
Two. Oh.
Something like that. And there's a version in business where I think it's like speed, quality, it's speed, quality, and something else.
I'm doing project management. Yeah, so okay. I think it might be from that.
Yeah.
Is it from the Iron Triangle?
It's okay. Probably another version okay, of the
okay,
same thing.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, but I can't remember what the third one is, but it's like for business, for a product, pick two.
Yeah.
Speed, quality. It might be speed, quality, and quantity or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
Pick two.
Yeah.
So when you say you win,
yeah.
it doesn't mean like every aspect of your life is going to be perfect in the end.
Yeah,
you know, it may be that that you know business is magnificent, but business magnificent. You get married to a beautiful woman, and but your only friend in the world is Skelly. You know that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It may be that. It may be that. Oh, you achieve amazing friendships across the world with different whatever, but your personal life isn't great, but your business is good. But none of that should negate from you feeling a sense of accomplishment
yeah.
and of having led a great life. Like a lot of these people that we celebrate
mm.
have shitty aspects of their life.
Really shitty ones.
Yes.
You just like, could never get to see those.
Exactly.
People.
Exactly. And some of them we do get to see.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you will win. You will win. It may not be in the exact combination that you think.
Yeah.
But you will win. You're a good person. You're a smart person. You're a capable person. You're a hard worker.
Oh.
You have so much shit going for you. And this may sound weird to people, but this is important in life. You're good looking. All these things nice. Matter.
Yeah.
And you have such a unique such a full combination of these traits for success. You're a learner,
mm-hmm.
You know, that if I was betting, come on, I'd bet on you being a winner. So,
man, thanks so much, man. Yeah. It's always so good to hear the words of encouragement from you, man. Mm. And you know already that I even look up to you. You don't know this?
I mean, I do.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes I'm like, why? I'm a fuck up. Like,
This guy.
Oh, damn.
I swear. I don't mean, not even just physically because you're fucking in the sky. but yeah, man, because sometimes just that grounded conviction that you have and your ability to just be firm in what it is that you want or don't want,
mm.
like or don't like, I'm always admiring that. I always feel like that kind of conviction is what gets you through.
Well, true. And another thing too is I'll tell you something.
Okay.
It's the reason why, like, and I think maybe you know this. The reason why you should never doubt how important you are to me
mm.
is that if this cannot be an act, like with my personality, if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I can be that person.
Yes.
I can tolerate somebody. I'll tell you, oh, well, maybe person is useful in this way.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
It's just hard.
Yeah, and I can.
It's just hard. I mean, I can, I have some bend to me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm not, I tell people all the time, I'm not, I think I'm a nice person, but I'm not a warm person. That like I'm not.
I think your warmth is just in layers.
Yeah, well,
some people have their warmth on the like, right on the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my brother.
That's true.
If you if he doesn't know you,
yes,
you would think he has a problem with you because he'll just sit there and not speak.
Yeah, he can with a kind of expressionless face.
Yeah, just dead. Yeah. It's like
And then, but he's a lovely guy.
Then the moment you start talking to him, or he's okay enough to talk to you,
you'll
be like, "Oh shit, this guy's nice." Like, you smile or you laugh, like you're capable of those things.
That's been said about me
it's crazy.
But yeah, you'll be all right. You'll pass through this period, and that thing that we talked about yesterday that you're going to do, I hope it energizes you about your prospects and how things are going.
I think so, you know. Yeah. I could feel myself a little bit excited today.
Good.
About the prospect.
That's good.
And hope does that for me.
Yeah.
I am an optimistic kind of guy.
Yes, you are.
And I get energized by hopes, mm-hmm. dreams, plans. Mm-hmm. It's not even often that you know, things not working out pull me down.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's when there's multiple things not working out.
Yeah.
Then it gets to you.
Yeah. That's very true.
And so that's just one of those. So sometimes just I just need a little bit of light,
mm-hmm.
and the way things are coming together for this thing, which we're not saying on the
podcast. Yeah, on the podcast.
Yeah. It's really filling me with hope. And hope is a supercharge for me.
So. Good.
Is this cup new?
Yes.
Because the tags are underneath.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bought it 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
I need a mobile.
It's a nice one. Yeah, something you can carry around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A mobile solution. So, I have two. One, the other one is green and has another thing written on it.
No spill, the drink stays in the cup.
Which is true. Yeah. The drink stays in the cup, but you can actually close. Sorry, you guys can't see this. Close that, and then it has a little handle. Like
right. Yeah. This guy should pay us advertising.
I know. So, yeah. Well, in terms of like my state of mind, increasingly, and it's not a new feeling.
Okay.
I feel adrift in Nigeria.
What does that mean? Okay, yeah.
I just don't feel anchored to this place. I never really have.
Interesting.
So apart from family and you,
I
just exist here.
Mm.
I'm not embedded in it like that.
And
even now, before, at least I could say, okay, I was working on legislation or whatever it is, or some kind of campaign. Right now, my work is not really anchored here. Sure. I'm not actively working on a project in Nigeria.
Right.
And recently, I've just, you know, it's just like, I just wake up and feel as though I just feel very disconnected from this society, and like I'm just existing in it. Let me just leave it that way. I can't describe it in any much more deeper terms than that. And then sometimes, I think to myself, like, you know, maybe I need like a romantic entanglement. Maybe that'll like
that would, you know, anchor you.
Yeah, but then I'm like, you know, it's just like
shouldn't even laugh it. But I know this feeling so well.
Yeah, it's just like, is it worth the fucking trouble? Like the fucking, you know. Anyway,
there's a lot of
potential drama.
The
demands on my time.
My attention,
and I'm just like, maybe not. So I say all this because I got a phone call today, and I told you about this.
This call, I need to hear about this.
So it's, I won't say who, it was a family member, you know who,
yeah,
and said that that they had been in prayer with someone who prays with our family, and that the person said that I specifically.
Wow.
Will be settled soon in terms of like marriage.
Wow.
And when this was said to me, I was like, okay, interesting.
Oh wait, it didn't frighten you or freak you out?
No, it didn't freak me out. It didn't freak me out.
That's an important point.
Yeah, it didn't freak me out, but it was just like, okay, interesting. I don't know how the fuck that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
but interesting. And And it put me, and I'll be very honest.
Okay.
And it put me in a place where I thought to myself, all right. Because, look, despite my crudeness and my crassness, and some of my extracurricular activities, you know, I am a religious person. I'm a believer.
Yeah.
And you know, this person has prayed with my family in very positive and effective ways in the past. So I thought to myself, okay, maybe I need an attitude change, because like I'm so closed off from the prospect of like permanent, stable, like long-term relationships, because I feel like I've tried, and for whatever reason, some of them my own fault, it's never worked. That I should probably open my mind to this. But then at the same time, I was like, and no offense to whoever's listening, but at the same time, I was like, maybe there are things that I need to do before that's even a possibility. And unfortunately, one of them was like, maybe I need to leave Nigeria. Like I said, I'm not happy here.
Yeah.
And I know a big part of it is all the nonsense that's happening in the country. The country's going down the toilet.
It's in the pits.
Yeah. And it doesn't even allow me enjoy my, and I'll be frank about it. It doesn't allow me enjoy my successes.
Yeah.
Because like this year,
what is the point of having money? We go out.
Yeah.
But you're worried that you could get like,
robbed.
Like everybody's trying to take something from you.
Everybody is, and not all of it is even bad.
Yeah,
I did some mental mathematics, and I'm going to say this, but don't, if you're listening and you think, oh, now go and ask Kelly for money, fuck you, I won't give you. But like I was thinking about it, I was like, one of the good things about this year, and one of the things, and genuinely, I'm not saying this to be pretentious, one of the things I'm really thankful to God for this year is how much I've been able to help people I care about.
Yeah. I testified.
But I did the maths in my head, and I'm just like, none of these people is scamming me, and because I know them well enough.
Yeah.
But like, what's the fun in... my prayer for them is not that, Dick, let me help you out of this bad situation. Yeah. My prayer is that all of us are in a position where we're independent and we're strong and we're standing on our own 2 feet, and where we are sharing our resources with each other, it's not to overcome some mishap, it's to build,
it's to
reach the next level. And just being in this fucking hellhole of a country, I've never been a jackpot person. I've been too blessed since coming back here for jackpot to be on my mind that much, you know. But like, I think it's beginning to get to me. And I think it's part of my dissociation from Nigeria. Even the way I live on the top of a building, way off in the corner, where if I want to go through a 48-hour period without even seeing another human being, I can do it. And I have done it. And I just feel like it's not a healthy place to be. It's not. And this is, I'm a loner, I'm a proud loner, you know, all that. But like, this place I've been able to construct my own little bubble, you know. But it's basically Mayo, my family, and that's it.
Sure.
You know, so.
You know what was coming to my mind when you were talking is that, and without sounding some cheesy ass line and all that, about home and where you make it, but I don't think leaving in a long-term sense is the solution.
Actually, I've thought about this too, and I agree with you.
It's because
I'm old to leave.
Yeah.
I'm old to leave and really connect with another place.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, I think, but doses of disconnect, like of exposure, is like medicine.
That's true. You know,
and
what?
We haven't done it.
You're right. We haven't.
And
traveled.
We've said it.
Yeah.
We've said we're going to.
I'm gonna get my COVID vaccine shot.
Yeah. Oh shit! He just confessed that he had his COVID.
After all that campaigning with one campaign,
even every Friday
on the radio show, like get your shot, all that, I haven't done it. Because I had COVID.
Yeah.
And it didn't do anything to me.
Yeah.
Like, I just used it to take a 1 week holiday in my house.
Yeah. So, I think we need to be
intentional.
Way more intentional about these things. Because at that time when we spoke about it for mental health and for, you know, even a way of celebrating our little successes and wins and just giving ourselves a treat.
Yes.
Then two, but now the solution is even evolved for a different kind of problem per se. It's like with escapism a necessity at the moment.
At the moment, yeah, it is.
Because it is bullshit.
It's bullshit, Mayo.
It is bullshit.
On my way here, I had to buy a black market just to get here. Like, I step out of my house, it's bullshit.
Yeah, everywhere. And you have, so this is it. Okay, so you have the money to buy a black market.
Yes.
But you're buying it with fear and concern every time.
Yes.
For possible potentially pending problems for your
car. Absolutely. What are they putting
tank? What if you are putting palm oil and petrol in?
Exactly.
And then this shit.
What if it's three-quarter petrol, quarter water?
So all of a sudden, you can afford to buy this black market, but then the future potential of expenses is now a different matter.
Exactly. So, nobody's talking about it. Nobody, you know.
Yeah.
I was listening to a documentary today about the Owo massacre in Ondo State. And I'm just like, I'm part of it was a BBC documentary, and part of what was jarring was like hearing, and I'm gonna make this a bit personal because I'm Catholic, hearing Nigerian accents talk about the desecration of a Catholic church in ways that are just, that you would associate with Lebanon in the 1980s or some shit like that. Like insane violence that is completely normalized in this country.
Yeah, because
the fuck am I doing here?
Nobody's talking about it
Nobody's talking about it. There's no film. Nobody's talking about it. ASUU has been on strike. Kids have been on at home. Nobody's talking about it. It's just, it's so much.
If you sit on all the input, all the incoming like bad news.
Yeah.
You just fucking kill yourself.
Absolutely. So that's kind of been where my head has been, you know. And then the settlement was added to it today, and I don't know, man.
But I want to bring you back to that, because when you first started talking, I brought you to that question. Did it freak you out?
Yeah. It didn't freak me out. It didn't freak me out.
I love that it didn't freak you out. It's always made. Like, you know, I said I had an irrational kind of joy from when you sent me that message. I didn't understand why I was so happy, man. You were making me so excited. I felt like it was as much excitement as if you told me. Well, I don't even know what's going to happen when you eventually tell me this news.
Yeah.
But it felt like as if you just told me you're getting married. And I was just excited about that job. I was like, but it's made it even more real now. It's not just, I'm excited. Knowing that it didn't freak you out, and I feel like, they say something. They said when you are around the person that you're going to be with, that certain things start to change around you, even with the way you think, the way you behave. And I don't know if any changes have happened to you.
There have been no changes. I can tell you straight up.
You throw that in there. There have been no changes.
No changes.
There's been what's that Tupac line?
Yeah, some shit like that.
You don't talk man shit.
Anyway,
something like that. Anyway, but I don't know. I feel like there's a shift, and the shift means there's a bit of an opening, and I think that's all it takes sometimes. To be honest, I don't think you have to think too deeply about it. I don't think there's anything. So when it's truly
your time.
I was gonna say sounds like
death. Which unfortunately is how I think about it sometimes.
But that's so grim. But I actually was gonna say when it's truly a divine situation, and I never like to, you know, ignore the divine.
Yeah.
Because it's happening all the time.
Yeah.
which, you know, like this is my own situation.
Yeah.
It is an orchestration.
Yeah.
And so when something is divine, I don't think it's any real personal leaps and bounds you have to make.
Yeah.
It's all going to unfold itself.
All right, then.
So anyway, that's my own
piece. Pastor Mayo.
If I start sounding too pastoral or too much like a sensible person, I don't like that kind of nonsense. I like to go back to my default character.
Nobody is under the illusion that you're a sensible person.
Please, come to me for advice all the time. I'll give you all the worst advice.
Yeah.
I'll send your life in
the wrong path. On the path to failure.
Abject failure.
Yeah. Sure. So, yeah, I mean, and even like my employment situation is not even like, without saying too much, but it's not permanent.
So it's good. It's great, but it's not permanent.
So there's always that back of my mind.
And we say a lot of things, and sometimes we don't even take our own words or our own, you know, things as seriously as we should.
We should, yeah.
Like we know we can say it. We had our best friend prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So Skelly and I were both born on the last day of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So we chose the last day of the month as best friend day, where we celebrate each other,
mm-hmm.
and we pray.
We pray.
And we, you know, we pray about the month that's just been, and we usher into the new month. And we started that tradition. And then I decided at some point, why don't we open this up to our other friends? You know, let's let it be a bigger thing.
Yeah.
And then somehow, once we did that, we just became very much more irregular with
mm-hmm.
it, missing months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped. At one point, I kind of got peeved. I was like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was annoyed with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was annoyed with the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring this back, but I'm going to bring it back to how it was.
Yeah, to
and
the original.
When we can establish it properly, it now becomes something that I don't need to put a reminder in my calendar.
Yeah.
It's just every last day we get together,
yeah.
do our prayers, which today happens to be one of those days,
yeah.
the last day of the month.
Yeah.
So we're going to do our prayers. But so it took us messing that up
mm-hmm.
and finding it again.
Mm-hmm.
And we also talked about being intentional about taking breaks.
Mm.
We need it, man.
Yeah, we do.
For our physical health,
yeah.
our mental health,
yeah.
and you know, I even think spiritually it helps.
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely. And I keep putting off taking a break. I was supposed to do it last month. I didn't.
We've been doing that.
Yeah.
For ages.
So
the time when I got a apartment, it was because there was no light.
Yeah, exactly.
For days.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that finally forced my hand.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have to be that.
Yeah.
It should be. We already know.
Mm-hmm.
Irrespective of what's happening.
Yes.
We should have even, said that time, let's pay from the beginning.
Pay for it, yeah.
So that it's done.
It's done. And then because you've paid for it, you will make everything else in your life.
You will make sure.
Organize itself to make sure that you're able to take that break. You know, it's like when people book flights.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? Not go.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah.
So we'll
do it.
So we fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But this conversation, this podcast episode, it's just illuminated that again,
yeah.
the need for it. So we're going to pick it up.
Yeah. This is good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had this talk.
It feels like a proper finale.
It does.
You know, we came to resolution.
Yeah.
We highlighted issues.
Yeah.
And we came to resolution.
Yeah, good. I see. When you said we highlighted issues, and then you paused. I was like, this fucker is about to say something about getting married. And then, you know. But anyway.
I don't know. I've been feeling too sensible today. I don't like it.
Yeah. I need to go and see what's going on in the studio.
There's some things happening.
Mm. Looking interesting.
You guys, you see Thames, and she won her best international act.
No. I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
So you saw it?
Yes.
You know, it's very elusive. Somehow,
she's
like
always.
Yeah,
it's like a mysticism.
It's like a snow leopard.
Yes,
so rare. We know it exists. We know it's amazing.
Man,
but we never see it.
Thames. All I need, man. Tell me something.
Whatever, man. It can be. Tell me, bum bum.
Tell me, bum bum.
Oh Damn.
Damn.
Oh, good. All right. On that very stupid note, I think we should wrap.
Yeah, let me just say one more thing. Yeah. So, all in favor of Skelly marrying a Yoruba girl? Say aye. On that note, guys, we out.
Yeah, season 6. Very stupid human being. Bye, guys. Peace. It's been real.